Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our shows March 20th in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and next week in Phoenix, Arizona. Get your tickets right now, Phoenix, or you'll be left outside in the perfect weather. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Angie from Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, Eugene, how are things there?
It is surprisingly snowy today.
And what do you do there in Eugene?
I mainly homeschool my kids.
When you homeschool your kid, did they have projects?
Yeah, absolutely.
So okay. You assign the project? And then you say, but you have to ask me for the supplies?
Yeah, right.
Do you ever get substitutes who are like, hi, your mother isn't here today, I'm Mr. Johnson?
That would be nice.
That would.
Angie, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to go?
I think so.
All right, here's your first limerick.
On his sickbed, Prince Charles did conclude, to get well, one must have the right mood. These biscuits and scones don't get the job done. We need better hospital.
Food?
Yes, food.
Phew.
Very good. Britain's Prince Charles, heir to the throne, is turning his gaze to the task of improving the world's hospital food. The prince is pushing for local ingredients, silver-plated serving dishes, and a mandate that Jell-O be eaten with a proper Jell-O spoon. Here's the thing, though. Hospital food is like Prince Charles is now trying to solve the problems experienced mainly by stand-up comedians. Like, next up, he'll do airplane food, and then he's going to try to solve how ladies be crazy. Here is your next limerick.
We are smart because we travel in schools. We need no thumbs, not like you fools. We get food with a lever because we're so clever. We fish learn to use basic
tools.
Yes, indeed. A study of Atlantic cod proves we are vastly underestimating the intelligence of fish and vastly overestimating the intelligence of humans. The fish were observed using their identification tags. They were, you know, had these tags for a study, and they were using these tags to pull a string attached to a feeder which released food into their enclosure. Now that we know fish can use tools, there's really no excuse for the condition of that castle in their aquarium.
What job would you be in that you're given the assignment of the study of Atlantic cod?
Ichthyologists.
Theologists?
Ichthyologists.
What the hell is an ichthyologist? I never heard of that.
A scientist who studies fish.
You know, the freaky thing is that all of you knew. You all turned to me. Ichthyologist. You know, I have the feeling that I was hit on the head and just was like unconscious for years at a time. Because there's no explanation for why you guys know so much more than I do. Remember the time I didn't know what the Kama Sutra was? I'm not sure that at this point I have the smartness to use my ID tag to open a feeder.
Here is your last limerick.
Sloppy meals were true first date murder. There's no comeback, and don't blame the server. Just head rule number one, pinky under the bun, and you'll manage to not spill your...
Oh, help me out, Paula.
What comes on a bun?
Burger.
Burger, yes.
Oh, gee.
You've been eating your hamburgers wrong, ladies and gentlemen. After 4 months, a team of Japanese scientists, mechanics, and dentists have developed the optimum way to eat a hamburger. This is what you do. I want everybody listening right now to hold up their hands as if they're going to eat a big hamburger. Now, you got all four fingers on top with your thumb on the bottom.
Yeah, that's
like
wrong.
Most people. Take the pinky finger and put it under the burger. And then you hold it, and that keeps... And you all know this phenomenon. You take a big bite of the front of the burger, and the back burger goes... Right? It slides out. This will prevent that.
Wow. Okay?
You know, that's really... It's a great idea. Why did it take a team of Japanese scientists to figure it out? You wonder, you think somebody would have...
And it took them 4 months.
Yeah.
Four months of working on this project.
When you
and then
say
somebody
it,
says, well, just take your pinky, put it down there. That'll work.
They're Japanese. That's not how they talk.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Angie do in our quiz?
Angie had three correct answers, Peter. So, Angie, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine or voicemail.
Well done.
Good job, Angie.
Thank you.
Thank you.